Father's Day weekend, things will get a little more tropical in Avon for this year's Duct Tape Festival, where there's sort of a island tropical theme this year. And to talk about that and everything else that's going on with the duct tape world is Patty Laporte, who's a senior category manager with the Duct Tape folks. Good morning, Patty. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
There's a lot going on for this year. This year's theme is tropical. How is that going to be displayed at the Veterans Park in Avon?
Well, you're going to see a lot of sculptures around the grounds that were done by University of Cincinnati students who are going to have tropical themes throughout the event. There's also going to be floats because there's a parade on Saturday, and we have a large float that has a tropical theme. And everywhere you go, you're going to have food and entertainment and everything that supports our tropical theme.
Now, when a theme like this comes about, because you've had like an island or a space type of theme in the past or the jungle theme, and there's always a corresponding line of duct tape that goes with it. Is it a chicken and an egg? Which comes first in a situation like this?
Yeah, you know, we do actually have a couple of new patterns that have come out that support the tropical theme. We have a palm tree inspired design. We also have a pineapple themed print that recently came out, so you will see those featured at the event.
And of course, at this event, it's everything duct tape. You have a big tent where I guess there's a lot of hands-on activities. Talk a little bit about that.
We have lots of activities that support it. We have a creativity craft tent where you can come and make your own crafts throughout the day. We have a souvenir shack, which is our sales tent where you can come and purchase duct tape. We also have what's really fun is our passport pier tent, which is a scavenger hunt. And this is where you can fill up your passport by going throughout the grounds and find all those awesome sculptures that the students created. Fill up your passport, come back, and get a photo to remember the day. And best of all, on Saturday afternoon at 1:30, there is a fashion show where you can strut your stuff on the main stage to win two tickets to Kalahari Resorts. It's a two-day pass for a stay overnight as well as the water pass. And all you have to do is come in your duct tape outfit. You need two articles of clothing. You need a main article of clothing and an accessory. So that could be a t-shirt and a bracelet or shorts and a hat. And you can strut your stuff and see if you can win that grand prize.
Maybe somebody even adventurous enough to make a duct tape bathing suit. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. That would be interesting.
Of course, you get people from not only in Ohio, but because you'll announce these people, I hear people from Michigan, out of state, different people. This is an event that really draws a large circle of people coming in.
Absolutely, it does. We draw about 60,000 people every year to this event. So get there early. The first 500 people each day will receive a free roll of duct tape.
Well, you can't really beat that at all. And let me ask you this about duct tape, because I wonder, does the duct tape that has Justin Bieber on it, will it hold just as well as my silver duct tape, the gray duct tape that I used in the past?
It does, absolutely. That's what's wonderful about our prints and colors, is that it works just as well as your typical everyday silver duct tape.
But it gives you a little more personality.
It sure does.
It sort of says a statement about you. Speaking of the different designs and things that come about, what is the process for getting that sort of thing? I know in recent times you've teamed up with professional sports to kind of get that aspect of it. How does all that really work?
You know, there's lots of ways of doing it. We really keep an eye on the trends in the marketplace to see what are our duct tape enthusiasts really interested in. We listen to them. They respond to us on social media, whether it be Instagram or Facebook, and we determine from there what do we think is really going to fit and what are people going to want to buy, and that's how we go about developing those designs.
It's not unlike a fashion industry. You have to sort of know what people want, make sure you make it, and then have the supply when the demand is there.
Absolutely. We are constantly monitoring fashion trends and home decor trends, because people use duct tape not only to create, not only do children use it to create school supplies, etc., but adults make it to do home decor.
Talk a little bit about some of the things that people are using duct tape for, or the unique things that really kind of drive your industry these days.
You know, Really, it's a variety of things. They use duct tape to create outfits, like our Suck at Prom contest, which is actually going on right now, and it will be announced. The winners, or the top 10, will be announced shortly, and you can actually vote at the, online at stuckatprom.com to pick out your favorite duct tape dresses that were worn to the prom. And from there, they create home decor pieces and back-to-school supplies, and they use them to decorate for events.
We're talking today with Patty LaPorte about the Avon Duct Tape Festival. It's coming up Father's Day weekend. It is July 19th, 20th, and 21st. Free admission to the festival, the 12th annual one going on at the Veterans Memorial Park in Avon. And for people who don't know that, if they've ever driven down Detroit Road, they find the one telephone pole that honors duct tape all year long, where they seem to put a new display of duct tape on that particular pole right at the entrance of Veterans Park, which I always find is kind of a unique way of representing
the
duct tape people there. But you've got some musical acts coming in, some very well-known people that they would know about.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a whole bunch of stars coming out. We've got the Outlaws coming and a whole bunch of really fun acts. Like I said, the festival has an IX main stage where you can sit back, you can bring your lawn chairs, you can relax and listen to a variety of groups play their music.
And I know in the past you've also had sort of a smaller area under where the beverage area are, where the people sometimes do some performing as well. So there seems to be music throughout the grounds, no matter what time of day. You got rides there too?
Say again, I'm sorry.
Like carnival rides and things like that?
Absolutely.
Too?
There's carnival rides, there's food, there's games. I mean, what's great about this is that it's your typical summer carnival, but with the added fun of duct tape and lots of activities around duct tape. Come and create your own designs, come and show your fashion off, go do a scavenger hunt. There's so much for kids to do and get involved in. It's a great family event.
Absolutely. And it's amazing. Anybody can make anything with duct tape, no matter your age.
Absolutely.
You make two pieces of parts stick together, and it's really fun, and it gives a chance for people to come out and enjoy a day. Now, you didn't kind of mention a little briefly the parade. That's the one that's sort of the visualization. People get their cameras out. They take, you know, the pictures of it. Everything in that parade has a duct tape theme or attachment, something attached to it, right?
It does, right. Each float, there's 23 floats this year, and our main float, which is sponsored by Duct Tape and created by students at Elyria High School, has a tropical theme, and it is amazing. It's just the creativity of these kids just amazes me every year, and it's basically a giant boy sitting back in a lounge chair on the beach, and the way they designed it and all of the tropical pieces that engage in this design are amazing.
And of course, you'll see the duck masks out there. He's there all the time too, right?
Absolutely, he will be.
It's the 12th annual Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival. Again, it goes on Father's Day weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with a lot of great events. If you go to ducttapefestival.com, you can see all the excitement on there, and also you can like them on Facebook and get details of how you too can have fun with duct tape. Patty LaPorte, thanks for sharing the day with us, and we'll see you out there at the Duct Tape Festival.
Great. See you then. Thank you.